Hare Krishna. Welcome all of you to our regular Sunday feast program to Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir. So kindly bless me so that I can speak something meaningful. Today is my first Sunday feast class. So I seek your blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas here. So it is in many places mentioned that the importance of human form of life. Many saints from North India, they have also sung many dohe on this particular aspect. Manushya janma durlabh hai, yah dehana barambar. So many places it has been emphasized the importance of human form of life. It is very rare and very precious. And Prabhupada also many places, again and again he gave this fundamental knowledge of spirituality, that is, we are not this body, we are spirit souls. Hum sharir nahi, hum atma swarup hai. So this is the most important fundamental knowledge of spirituality. Like in mathematics, if the first step is wrong, then all the steps goes wrong and you will never come to the proper answer, right? If the first step is wrong. Similarly, this is the first step in spirituality. We are not this body, we are spirit souls. And the sages at Naimisharanya, they were all sitting and they were performing yajna for the welfare of the humankind. So they asked one particular question to the Suta Goswami, the main person who was speaking there. It is very important question for all of us. Kindly hear attentively. What was the question? What is the ultimate benefit for all the human beings? What is that important thing? What is the essence of all the scriptures? So, like Parikshit Maharaj also, he asked this question to all the assembled sages there. What is the duty of a person who is about to die? How many of us actually thought about this question in our life? What is the duty of the person who is going to die? Many of us actually, we don't know when the death is going to come. We are so relaxed, we are so comfortable, we are so happy situated. So, but this question is very important. Any time it can come. So what is that important activity one should perform in our life before the life goes away from our hand? So this is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter. What is that important activity every human being should perform? Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir adokshaje ahetuki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. So what is that important activity everyone should perform? Bhakti. Bhakti kiske liye? Khud ke liye nahi. Not for our immediate family, not for the nation, not for the community, but for whom? Unto Adokshaja. Who is Adokshaja? Krishna. Who cannot be perceived through our senses. Bhagwan ko hum apne indriyo dwara samaj nahi sakte. Bhagwan ko samajne ka ek hi marg hai. What is that only way? To perform bhakti unto Adokshaja, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, I remember when I first went to ISKCON temple, long back, when I was in Hyderabad. So, two things actually astonished me. First was, many of you may be having the same experience also, I would like to share that. So, people pay dandavat from the side. Side se dandavat karte hai. So, that was a great surprise for me. And the second one was everyone used to lift hands like this. And that was also unknown, especially those who are from South India. Haath utha ke is tarah se. So these two things really astonished me. So then I inquired, what does it mean to raise your hand like this? Then someone said, it means to take shelter of Krishna. It means to surrender. So, kya baat? Theek hai. So then that is how I got some of the answers. But one question to all of you. Surrender, does it only mean that raising your hands? Or it has something more in it? So there is more for what do you mean by actual surrender? So that is the topic of discussion of today's session. What do you mean by surrender? And why Krishna is emphasizing in Bhagavad Gita also that we should take shelter, we should surrender to Krishna. What is the benefit of surrendering? And ultimately we will discuss about how we can surrender. What is the actual principle involved in surrendering? Let us try to see. So Krishna gave us Bhagavad Gita So that is Krishna's compassion upon all of us. Krishna compassionately gave this knowledge to all of us. And what is the essence verse of Bhagavad Gita? Sarva dharman parityajya mameka sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishami ma shucha. So this is one of the essence verse of Bhagavad Gita. Even if you have not studied Bhagavad Gita completely, at least we should know this. The essence. Sometimes many people, they learn all the shlokas of Bhagavad Gita, but they never able to understand what is the essence. That is also useless. Important is to understand the essence of Bhagavad Gita and also to work upon it, to actually imbibe that in our lives. So what is the benefit of surrender? Surrender Krishna is telling in this Bhagavad Gita verse that he will take care of all our sins. So it is not a certificate for all of us. Krishna ne bola ki sin karte ro, take my shelter also and I will forgive all your sins. No. We have to end somewhere. As Jesus also told to that prostitute, sin no more. Purana khata band karo, naya khata open mat karo. You know, like that. And in one more place in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentions about the powerful nature of Maya. Maya is very difficult to overcome. Maya ki shakti is bahut prabal hai. She is very strong, very powerful. Daivi eshi gunamai mama maya duratyaya. Maam eva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. So Krishna is telling, my Maya is very powerful. It is very difficult to overcome. But he is also giving solution. He is telling, if you surrender unto me, I will take care of you. I will help you to overcome Maya. So again and again Krishna is emphasizing in Bhagavad Gita in various places that we should take shelter of Krishna. Is it that Krishna is a little, you know, kind of ahankar in him that he is telling, surrender karo mujhe? Isn't it like police tell to the criminal, surrender unto me at the gunpoint? No. Actually this is Krishna's, again this is compassion of Krishna. He is telling, my dear Prabhu, please surrender unto me. I will help you. So out of compassion, out of humility, Krishna is telling to all the living entities. He really wanted to help us go back home, back to spiritual world. So now, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj gives a very wonderful example of the power of Maya. So Ganga is coming all the way from the heavenly planets. She is very powerful. Ganga is very mighty. So when she falls, when she comes down from the Himalayas and joins the Ganga Sagar, that is Bay of Bengal. So her flow is, her current is very powerful. No one can actually withstand the power of Ganga. She is very powerful there. Now huge elephants, when they are in the waters of Ganga, even they also get washed away if they try by their own to stop the current of Ganga. On the other hand, if you see small fishes, they are easily swimming in the currents of Ganga. What is the reason? She has already taken shelter of Ganga. So that's why she is able to easily swim in the powerful current of Ganga. So similarly, by our own it is very difficult to overcome Maya. By our own it is very difficult to cross the Bhavasagar, the Sagar, the ocean of material existence. But if you take shelter of Krishna, it becomes very easy. So today we will try to see, so we have seen why the surrender is needed. Like Krishna is telling, you can easily overcome Maya by taking shelter, surrendering to me. And also, I will take care of all your sins. Now we will try to see how we can practically follow this principle of surrender in our life. Surrender matlab hota hai kya? Kaise karne ka isko practically? That we will try to see here. So before we proceed in the details of this particular process of surrender, we'll sing a small bhajan written by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. What are the six limbs of surrender? I'll try to sing that. You can all sing behind me. This is from the book Sharanagati, written by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu जीवे दया कोरी श्री चैतन्य श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु जीव दया कोरी स्वपशदसिया धाम सह अवतारी स्वपशदसिया धाम अत्यंत दुर्लभ प्रेमा करिबार दाना शिखाया शरणागति भक्त तेरा प्राणा धन्यात्मनिवेदना गोपृप्ते वरना अवश्य रक्षिभे कृष्णा विश्वास पालना भक्ति अनुकूल मात्र कार्य स्वीकार भक्ति प्रतिकूल भाव वर्जनांगीकार षडंग शरणागति होई बेजहार सहारा प्रार्थना सुने श्री नंद कुमारा रूप सनातन पदे दंत त्रिन कोरी भक्ति विनोद पोड़े दुहुं पद धोरी कांदिया कांदिया बोले आमी तो अधमा शिखाए शरणागति करो हे उत्तम श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु जीव दया कोरी This is the introduction song to Sharanagati, the process of surrender, as written by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So in the fifth stanza, he explains about the six limbs of surrender. So we'll try to discuss on that particular subject today. So Hari Bhakti Vilas also mentions about the six limbs of surrender, Sharanagati. That is, Anukulyasya Sankalpa, Pratikulyasya Vivarjanam, Rakshisyatiti Vishwaso, Goktrupte Varanam Tatha, Atmanikshepa Karpanye, Shadvida Sharanagati. So initially we began our discussion by saying that surrender just doesn't mean raising your hands, but it's a deep thing. So that is, it constitutes of the six limbs of surrender. So each one by one we'll try to discuss about the six limbs of surrender. So anukulyasya sankalpa. What do you mean by anukulya? Anukulya means favorable. Our service should be favorable. If someone is asking you some money, you may give that charity, but inside you are feeling very grudging. Fir se pooch liya aisa. Andar se dukh hoke, dukhi hoke de rahe ho paise. Not grudging way. Anukulya means favorable. Man se. Anukulyasya sankalpa. Sankalpa means with great determination. So we'll try to explore this particular verse. So in a determined way, we should follow all those things which are favorable to bhakti. So Srila Rupa Goswami, one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, so he wrote a beautiful book called as Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instruction. The third verse describes about what are the things we should follow in order to become successful in bhakti. So this discussion for new people, for those who have come not many times or for the first time here, for them this discussion will be a introduction to the process of surrender. And those who have already coming from very long time for these classes here, for them it is like a reminder. We need always reminders, right? In order to wake up in the morning also we need reminder. So bhakti mein jhatka thoda, for that also we need some reminder again and again. Prabhupada said, those who are not devotees, those who are materialistic people, what is their problem? They don't surrender. But what is the problem of the devotees? They postpone the surrender. Kal karenge, barsoon karenge surrender. Aaj maza karte hain, barsoon karenge. Kabhi aata hi nahi hai. So that is the problem with the devotees. They keep on postponing the process of surrender. So this verse helps us, the verse which I am going to recite now, written by Srila Rupa Goswami. Utsaha nishchaya dhairyat tat tat karma pravartanat sangat tyagat sato vritte shadvir bhakti prasiddhiti. So again here six more items which actually help us to speed up our process of bhakti, to intensify the process of bhakti. So we'll try to see each one. Utsaha, if you translate that in English, it becomes enthusiasm. And Prabhupada gives a very wonderful definition of enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is endeavor executed with intelligence. Sometimes many people, they also want to do a lot of service. They come forward, I will do this. But they make a lot of mistakes. So although they show some kind of enthusiasm, but they lack intelligence on how to do it. So intelligence is also very important. Now, many times we see two people doing bhakti, but there will be a huge difference also between them, the way in which they are doing bhakti. For example, one may be very serious and one very, very slacking. Although externally they might wear dhoti and kurta, tilak, kantimala, everything, but internally there could be a huge difference also. So one small example, if you take a balloon which is tightly filled with air, okay? Now you put this balloon which is tightly filled with air in the water. What will happen? It will bounce back, right? Now if you take another balloon, you fill it with air completely, and then, but there is a small hole beneath. You don't know about it. And now if you put the same thing in the water, what will happen? The water goes inside the balloon because there is a hole, right? The water gets into the balloon and slowly the balloon drowns in the water. So this is the difference between a serious devotee and a chalu devotee kind of thing. So what is this air here? The air which is there in the balloon tightly, that is our Krishna consciousness. It is the magnitude of our intensity, of our bhakti, which in which we are performing bhakti. And what is that water? Water is like the way the world is, the distractions of this world. So while we are performing, all of us face this problem, right? Distractions. What are the common distractions in today's time? Smartphones, WhatsApp. So they have actually taken maximum of our time. If you just analyze your whole day, at the night before you go to sleep, you just find out how many hours I spent on WhatsApp. It will be more than the time you spend in sleeping also sometimes. Isn't it? So externally people might appear the same, but internally there could be a difference. In someone's balloon, the air is completely filled and there is no hole. And he is progressing nicely in spiritual life. While the other person, there are a lot of holes, a lot of distractions of this world. And slowly, the balloon gets drowned inside the water. And if you consider these three things, strength, many times a lot of people, although they have a lot of strengths, they also have weaknesses. But they don't focus on their strength. Rather, they focus more on their weakness. So it is said that better focus on the strength and go ahead in your life. But many people, what they do? They try to overcome their weaknesses in life. They spend most of their energy in, suppose if you are not able to sing properly. Now you take classes. You spend so much of time, energy, money into it. You know, I want to become a great singer. Bhai, nahi hai, tere naseeb mein nahi hai. So people doesn't understand this and they spend a lot of their time in, you know, just trying to overcome their weaknesses. So it is said that better to focus on the strengths also. It is not that we are not recommending that you should not try to overcome your weakness, but you should not spend too much of time. You should also realize ki mere bas ka nahi hai, like that. And the most horrible thing is like distractions. People think their distractions to be their strength. That is the biggest problem. So the point is, we should focus on the strength that which is given by Krishna as a gift to us. So focusing on the spiritual aspect of life helps us to progress in our spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada also said many times, bhakti should be performed with enthusiasm. So one time one of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada asked him, Prabhupada, I don't feel like paying dandavat to you. Mujhe man nahi karta karne ka dandavat. So Prabhupada said, don't worry, you just do it. You act enthusiastically. Even if you don't have enthusiasm, but at least act. Slowly you will get enthusiasm. And there are two ways of seeing the life. One is like some people, they are very relaxed in life. Like they as if they know that they are going to live 100 years. Completely relaxed in the spiritual life. Some like very urgency, they show a lot of urgency in their spiritual life. Last time Nanda Dulal Prabhu was also discussing in the Sunday feast class about the story of Lala Babu. How many of you remember the story? Okay, I will just... So Lala Babu, he was a great zamindar. So one time he was in his farm and he heard some lady speaking out the well, water from the well. So small girl comes running and tells, sun is setting, time is running. That means they have to go home now, evening time, so we have to go home. Sun is setting and time is running. But this zamindar Lala Babu, he interpreted these sentences in a different way, completely different way. Sun is setting means what? He understood, my death is approaching. Anytime death can come. No? Time is running away. Haath se samay chhoot raha hai. I have to be serious. So some people take this sentence in a different way, some people take it in a different way. But a person who shows urgency for spirituality, he thinks that life is very short. We have to be very serious about our spiritual life. So when it comes to enthusiasm, one more story I would like to narrate. So one time Srila Prabhupada on his flight, he was watching, you know, he was not so keen to watch, but there was a show that was going on in the plane about Charlie Chaplin's episode was going on. So the episode was something like that. Charlie Chaplin, he was sitting on a chair. He was having his lunch in a great, big restaurant. And suddenly he realizes that someone has put a glue on the chair, the back of the chair. So then while he was trying to get up, so he realized that his suit is torn away. And he becomes a little embarrassed, what to do now? So now he moves a little further ahead. And it is completely torn till the bottom. Then what he did, he removed everything till his neck. Pura suit ko phad diya. So now, then after that, he immediately went on the stage and he started dancing with the torn suit. And when all the people in the restaurant, they saw this, they were completely amazed. And when they saw the enthusiasm of Charlie Chaplin, they thought this is the new fashion. And they also started touring their suits and they also joined him in the dance. So enthusiasm can be so contagious. A person who is enthusiastically performing bhakti, so it is so contagious that other person easily catches bhakti. I will also try to become like this devotee. So that is the meaning of enthusiasm. So this is a very important principle to advance in our spiritual life. Next we'll see about nishchayat, confidence. So many people, they speak, they first think that confidence means self-confidence. One should have self-confidence. But the confidence about which we are speaking here is confidence in Krishna's protection. Confidence in the process of bhakti. Confidence that Krishna will protect me. This is the confidence about which Srila Rupa Goswami is speaking in this particular verse. Nishchayat, confidence. And Srila Prabhupada himself practiced this particular aspect, this principle of nishchayat all his life. So one small example from his life. So one time in Kolkata, there was some bomb blasting that was happening and there was a blackout. Everyone was told that you should stay in your basements, no one should come out. And if you come out, you will be shot dead. So, but Prabhupada, when he was at his home, so he was making kachoris for Sri Krishna. For Krishna, he was making kachoris, hot kachoris. And then he offered the kachoris while all this bomb blasting is going on outside. And then finally offered it and he also ate. So what is the lesson we can learn from this particular episode, event, is that how Prabhupada was, he was depending on the protection of Krishna. Of course, we should not imitate this principle of Prabhupada. When something like this happens, we should take shelter of the basement. So, it is not easy. It will come over a period of time. It needs a lot of faith in order to come to this stage. The point I am trying to discuss is, nishchayat means confidence in the protection of Krishna, confidence in the process of bhakti, like that. So how does this confidence comes? We are speaking about nishchayat, but how does it come? So it comes when we have substance in ourselves. Like when we speak a lot of things in our life, it is very easy to speak, it is very easy to instruct others, but it is very difficult to practice oneself. So substance means a person walks his talk. So whatever he is talking, he also walks. Like he is following the principle. So one who has substance, one who has genuine humility, integrity, one who is very respectful, non-envious person, he can develop this kind of nishchayat over a period of time. Confidence on Krishna's protection. Like that. The next principle is dhairyat, patience. So bhakti also we need to have patience. Like for example, many devotees ask this question, Prabhuji, 2-3 saal se bhakti kar raha hum, 16 mala kar raha hum, phir bhi kuch nahi ho raha hai. Isn't it? Many have this question. So but we forget that, you know, since time immemorial, we have been doing sense gratification. We forget about this principle. Since time immemorial, we are committing we have already committed so many sins. But just after chanting for a few years, we think that, you know, I have become a great devotee. I have become a pure devotee. No. We need to have patience. We have to go on and on in the process of bhakti. So dhairya is very important. One example of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is the book about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is known different from Krishna. There is a small story about this principle of patience. So, one time in the association, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was having a sankirtan inside the quarters of Srivas Thakur's house. One person was not taken inside. His name was Mukundadat. So when he asked, why I am not allowed, then Mahaprabhu said, "No, when will I be allowed?" Then Mahaprabhu sends him a message and tells him that after 1 million birth, he will be allowed in my association. Now if you tell this to us, you know, aapko 1 million lifetime ke baad Krishna milenge, to hamara kya hoga? Mayus ho jayenge. We completely lose all the hope. But Mukundadat, what he did, what was his response? He started dancing. So upon asking him why he is dancing, he said, you know, at least after 1 million lifetimes, Mahaprabhu will give me his darshan. So he was so, he was having that kind of dhairya. He was ready to wait such a long time just to have a darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the kind of patience that is expected from a devotee. Prabhupada classic example on this. A girl who just get married, she cannot tell the husband, now give me a child. She has to wait for 9 months in order to get the child. So patience is very, very important quality one should develop in order to succeed in one's devotional life. So next aspect is tat tat karma pravartanat, diligently following the do's and don'ts of bhakti. So many of us, we are connected to this process of Krishna consciousness. What is the ABCD of bhakti? Many of you must know it. ABCD is A for association, B for books, reading Srila Prabhupada books, C for chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day in a regulated manner, D is for diet, honoring Krishna Prasad. So these are the do's of bhakti. And what are the don'ts? No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. So it is said that we should try our best in order to follow these principles of do's and don'ts, that is tat tat karma pravartanat. Sangha tyagat, very important. Sangha tyagat means we should have proper association of devotees. We should not mingle with non-devotee. The definition which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives about a Vaishnava is asat sangha tyaga ei Vaishnava achar. What is the definition of a Vaishnava? One who does not associate with non-devotees. We can associate with the non-devotees up to some extent. We should not open our hearts in front of them. That is the meaning. Now we should take the example of Karna. Karna, he was a nice person. He has a lot of dharmic principles also. But what was his main problem? He associated with Duryodhan. That's where the problem began. Otherwise he was a nice person. But just one thing, association with a bad person, that created the whole problem. And when Duryodhan took birth, it was already predicted that he will be the cause of destruction of Kuru dynasty. But still no one heard. Vyasdev told, Vidur also told, to give up this child. Just give up this one child, Duryodhan, all the rest 99 will be with you. They will be happy serving you. But Dhritarashtra, because of his attachment, he could not give up the association of Duryodhan. But this one Duryodhan, he creates such a havoc. One bad person. So bad association should be given up ruthlessly. And it is like a very important aspect of bhakti. Yeah. The next principle comes sato vritte. Again, association of devotees. The previous one was not to associate with non-devotees. This is association of devotees. So one time Narad Muni heard this beautiful verse, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koye, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoye. So Narad Muni asked Krishna the meaning of this verse. So then Krishna told him, do one thing, you go to that fish in the lake and ask this question, what is the effect of associating with a sadhu? So Narad Muni went and asked that fish in the lake, so what is the effect of association of a devotee? Immediately the fish died. Narad Muni, he became little frightened. What happened? Kuch aparadh to nahi kiya? I asked a simple question, but the fish died. And he came and reported back to Krishna. You know, that fish died instantly when I asked this question to that fish.
So no problem, Krishna said. Now again go to that calf and ask the same question. So he went to that calf and asked the same question. What is the effect of associating with a sadhu? Immediately the calf also died. Second time. The aparat pe aparat ho raha hai. Go hatya ho gayi. So he became very much frightened. Again he comes back to Krishna and tells him, reports him, you know, what's happening? I'm asking this simple question and everyone is dying. Don't worry, I will take care. Now again go to that small child, baby, you know, ask the same question to the baby. So Narad Muni again goes, because that is an instruction by Krishna, so he had to go. So he went and asked the same question to the baby. The baby also died. But this time, the baby went back to the spiritual world. So Narad Muni comes and he understands. So what is the lesson? By association of Narad Muni, the fish got elevated to calf. And the calf got elevated to human form of life. And ultimately, it went back to the spiritual world. So graphically, Krishna demonstrated the effect of associating with a sadhu. So sadhu sang is very important. Satsang is very important. So all of you who are present here, they are very intelligent. Although I am not a sadhu, I am trying to become a one. But you are also amazing people who have taken out your time and come here. So all glories to you. So these are the six principles one should try to follow in our life. These are the six do's in one sense. Utsaha nishchayat dhairyat tattat karma pravartanat asat, what was that? Sangatyagat sato vritte shadibir bhakti prasiddhati. So these are the six things we should, these are the favorable things for our bhakti we should try to follow in our life. Now the next one, what a pratikulyasya vivarjanam, the second limb of the process of surrender. Pratikulyasya vivarjanam, that means we should avoid those things which are unfavorable for our bhakti. So again Srila Rupa Goswami mentions in the Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrit, about this principle in the second verse. Atyahara prayashascha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangascha laulyamcha shadbir bhakti vinashyati. Now these are the six things one should avoid. If you take example of Kamsa, he was also constantly remembering Krishna. All the time he was thinking about Krishna only. But what was his intention? He wanted to kill Krishna. So that is unfavorable thinking of Krishna. That was not anukul bhakti, that was pratikul bhakti. So we should avoid that. Our bhakti should be anukul, yes. So what are the six things we should avoid in order to progress in our bhakti? These are the six things. Atyahara prayashascha. So we will briefly discuss about these principles. Atyahara. Atyahara means ati ahar. Ati means what? Over. Bahut jyada. Too much. Ahara means food. It is not just food for the tongue, but it is also food for all the five senses. Food for ears, food for eyes, food for nose, food for touch, sensation of touch. So ati ahara means over eating or collecting more than necessary. Overeating and collecting more than necessary. Jitna chahiye utna nahi, aur bhi chahiye. Like that. One example Prabhupada mentions in this particular verse is, if a bag of rice is lying in the marketplace, so what will happen? Few birds will come and take few grains and go away. Another animal will come and take some grains and go away. But what does a human being do? He comes with a bag. Apna pura bharke jayega. Stock. Ati ahara. You know, collecting more than necessary. So how many of you face this problem in your life? While you are cleaning your homes, you come across a lot of things and you wanted to throw it away, but somehow, you know, some attachment. Nahi nahi, rehne do. Kaam aayega. Kal nahi to parsun. Kaam aayega. So we keep on collecting those things for lifelong. Usko kabhi phekenge hi nahi, ghar mein pada rehta aisa. Isn't it? So collecting more than necessary. So there is enough in this world to satisfy our needs, but not one man's greed. Ek aadmi ka greed ke liye duniya mein kuch nahi hai, lekin need ke liye, sabke need ke liye sab kuch hai. So this is not conducive for our spiritual life. A poor man, recently I saw this message on WhatsApp. One side there was a poor man. It is written, a poor man, he walked miles in order to get his food. Ek gareeb aadmi ko mailon dur chalna padta hai apne aahar ke liye. On the other side, another photo was given. A rich man, he has to run miles in order to digest his food. Dono ka kitna contrasting hai. Ek ko chalna padta hai khana prapt karne ke liye, dusre ko daudna padta hai khana hajam karne ke liye. So this is the problem with the world. You know, atyahara. So this is very important. We should try to avoid getting entangled in this particular principle of atyahara. Prayas. This is also a very important principle we should try to avoid. So the six things which I am discussing, we should try to avoid. Usko implement nahi karna hai. Just reminding you again. So this is slightly different from atyahara. This is excessive endeavor for something which is difficult. So I remember one time I was going to Radharas Vihari temple, Juhu. So while going, we come across one mall, big mall, right? On the right side, we come across a big mall. So I was walking by that street, and there were two drunkards who were also walking. And so, gale mein haath dalke. And in the drunken state, one was telling to other, suno, I can't imitate like them, but, so he was telling, ek din, main is mall mein aunga, apne patni ko lekar, aur sara cheez khareed lunga isme se. Now this is like, even if he tries, it becomes a prayas. Excessive endeavor to achieve something which is difficult. So we should also try to note in our life, there are certain things in our life which we are trying excessively. We should make a list of that and try to avoid them as much as possible. Otherwise it will kill our bhakti. So most of our time will go into just doing that endeavor. Sometimes some devotees think, you know, I want to help the mission of Prabhupada by giving lot of money. So let me work hard. And they open some business and spend lot of time in business. But gradually what happens? They don't get a little time also for bhakti. So what is the use of such endeavor? So we should be careful. The classic example of excessive endeavor is donkey. What is donkey called as? Vaishakanandana. Kitna sundar naam hai, Vaishakanandana. So why it is given that name? There is a story behind that. So donkey has a problem. During the rainy season, donkey sees lot of greenery all around. So much greenery all around. Lekin wo tension mein aa jata hai. Why? He gets into anxiety thinking that I have to eat all this. That is an anxiety. Sometimes if you have so much of abundance, some things, that is also a problem. So then he becomes weaker in the rainy season. But on the other side, in the summer season, what happens? It becomes fat. Why? So when he sees there is little greenery all around, it thinks, oh, I have eaten so much. So summer mein wo sochta hai ki maine itna kha liya, ye soch ke he becomes very happy and he becomes fat. In rainy season, he gets into anxiety, thinking that I have to eat so much. So excessive endeavor, although there is so much of green grass available, but donkey, you know, it wants to carry a lot of luggage, load on the back. Uske baad hi wo thoda grass khaye. What is the need? Grass is available all around. But what is the need of carrying such a big load? So that is the donkey mentality, excessive endeavor in our life. So we should also try to analyze our lives and try to introspect and see what are the things which are excessively we are endeavoring for, and we should try to avoid them. Who is a miserly person? Kanjus aadmi ka definition kya hai? A miser person is someone who lives a poor life but dies rich. मतलब जब तक जिंदा है तब तक कैसे जीता है? गरीब आदमी की तरह जीता है. मतलब पैसा खर्च ही नहीं करता है. बट व्हेन ही डाइज व्हाट हैपेंस? एवरीवन टेल्स बड़ा आदमी मर गया. सो एवरीवन टेल्स दैट ही वाज अ रिच मैन. सो व्हाट इज द यूज ऑफ सच? नो, इट इज ऑलरेडी ही इज डेड. सो पीपल ऑल्दो दे हैव लॉट ऑफ मनी, दे डोंट नो हाउ टू यूज इट. सो दे आर सो माइजर, दे जस्ट कीप इट एंड एट द एंड एवरीथिंग इज टेकन अवे एंड द फैमिली मेंबर्स or the tax collectors, they will take all the money. So what is the use of so much of excessive endeavor, you know, so much of money? And there is one more story about this excessive endeavor. One time, there was a very generous king. So in his kingdom, he announces, you know, I want to give the land as much as you want. But there is a condition. You have to walk. You have to walk this path. And before sunset, you should come back to me. And as much as you walk and cover the distance, that much land is yours. How many of you would like to participate in this scheme? Ghanshyam Prabhu is interested. You know, so easy. You know, you have to just walk and you have to come back by sunset and everything is yours. So one man, you know, he decided, I will do it. So he started walking, 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 walking. Afternoon comes and he has already covered a lot of land. But still he was thinking, you know, maybe I should try more. Dil mange more, you know. So let me cover more land. I will become more happy. So he started walking further. And he was also seeing his watch. But he thought, I can run back. No problem. But gradually what is happening, he was losing his strength. There was no shops on the way. It was a dry land. So he just went on walking. And, you know, he was so excessively, he became so greedy. He was excessively making endeavor. He came to a point wherein, he almost the time was very less. And it was very difficult for him to come back also. What happened? He died at the last moment. So because of this prayas, excessive endeavor, he could have easily come back after covering the half distance. But because of that prayas, thinking that I will become happy by more land, he actually fell dead. Like that. So next principle we should avoid is prajalpa. Very difficult. What is prajalpa? Prajalpa means mundane gossip. And by the kripa of the smartphone industry, gossip has increased more. And with the introduction of Jio, it has even more become more difficult. Everyone is getting more and more involved in gossip. So this is one of the killer of our time and killer of our bhakti. So previously during the Prabhupada times only people used to tell that there is no time problem. But now it is obvious because people are engaged in so many activities. I have one friend here from Nair Medical College. So medical students, they are supposed to read, like they have so much to read, so much to study. So when I asked him, you have so much of burden, you know, you have to study so much. Then he said, no, Prabhuji, people have a lot of time, but they spend most of their time on their smartphones. So even, I was thinking medical students, they are sincere and they are studying so hard, but they are also spending a lot of time in smartphones and prajalpa. One of the verses of Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami mentions about Vacho Vegam. We should control our tongue, our speaking power. Example Prabhupada gives of frog. Frog makes a lot of sound, right? Tar, 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 karke aawaz aata hai. Especially in rainy season, if you go to villages, you will clearly hear the sound of frogs. So by that, the sound which the frog makes, what happens? It is actually inviting death, that is snake. The snake comes and easily devours the frog. It comes to know that there is a frog here because it is making sound. So similarly, by talking nonsense, what is happening? We are killing our time. And suddenly what happens one day? The Kala Sarpa. The time in the form of death comes and devours us. Because we have wasted so much of time in prajalpa, in mundane gossip of this world. So it is said that we should try not to speak nonsense. It is said that scientifically when we speak something, when you utter something, it is there in the ether, it is lying in the ether. And if you speak nonsense, it is also lying in the ether. And that affects the consciousness of other people also. Not only your consciousness, but also consciousness of other people. So we should be very careful about this particular principle of prajalpa. Avoid prajalpa as much as possible. Now you may be wondering, Prabhuji to bahut bol rahe hai, khud practice karte hai kya? So I would like to admit that I am also trying to practice this in my life. And I'm just trying to remind myself, this session is for reminder for myself and also all of us who are present here. Another principle we should try to avoid in our life in order to progress in our bhakti is niyamagraha. Now, we can just split this into two things, niyam agraha and niyam agraha. So we'll see. Niyam agraha means ritualistically following the rules. Karne ke liye karna bas, ritualistically. So in order to understand this principle, I will narrate one small story. So one time there was a Satyanarayan puja in one of the houses. All of you are aware of Satyanarayan, very famous in Maharashtra. So one lady, she learnt everything, all the aspects of Satyanarayan puja from her mother. And she perfectly, she made all the arrangements. But then she started thinking, maybe I missed something. Kuch toh reh gaya hai. And she started thinking and finally she understood, okay. So then she caught one cat and she brought that cat and put a basket. She kept a basket on the head of the cat and she kept it by the side of that Satyanarayan puja thing. And then she said, oh, now it is complete. So what that cat has to do with Satyanarayan puja? So what actually happened was she learned this from her mother. So her mother, when she was performing Satyanarayan puja, she also kept one small cat and covered it with a basket. But why the mother did like this? Because the cat was creating a lot of havoc there. In order to pacify and keep it quiet, the mother did that. But the daughter thought that this is also process of Satyanarayan puja. So this is niyamagraha, means following the rules just for the sake of following. You don't know the essence why you are doing it, but you are just doing it. Many of us at our homes, we also perform a lot of puja and all that before coming to ISKCON. We were just doing because it was a tradition. Our parents told us. So we were also doing it. But we didn't know why we were doing that. Like that. So we should try to avoid niyamagraha. We should know the essence of what we are doing it. If you don't know the essence, then it is waste of time. It is said that it is not by earning that we become rich people. It is by saving we become rich. It is not by eating food that we become strong. It is by digesting that we become strong. So this is the essence. Essence is, we should focus on the essence, the purpose behind what we are performing. That is very important. The other aspect is niyam agraha. Niyam agraha means not concerned with any rules. Koi rule nahi, kuch nahi. Apne man ki karo. That is also dangerous. One small story about this. Long back, when cigarette smoking was condemned by even the government, so on the cigarette also it is written, it is injurious to health. Smoking is injurious to health. So the government gave an order to all the companies that you should put this particular slogan in the middle of your advertisement. Beech mein advertisement ke beech mein dalna hai, cigarette smoking is bad for health. The companies socha ki aisa karenge to hamara kaise bikega abhi. But anyhow, they have to do it. So what they did, one such company, they created a wonderful, some advertisement, wherein initially they say, a person comes and smokes, and then the scene comes, cigarette smoking is injurious to health. So it goes away, again the person comes back, again he makes a puff and says, who cares? Matlab advertisement mein jo likha tha, uska value chala gaya abhi. So this is how they again started making a lot of money. So this is the who care mentality. Who cares for the rules and regulations? I will do whatever I want. Kisi ki nahi sununga, khud ki karunga. So we should try to avoid this aspect, niyamagraha. So we should follow the rules and regulations which are mentioned in our scriptures. That will benefit us. So next principle we should avoid is janasangha. Again, janasangha, association with devotees, not associating with non-devotees, it is emphasized again and again in so many places. So we should try to avoid association with non-devotees. Association is actually at two levels. One at a physical level, and another in is like you are giving your heart to someone. In physical level, like you are working in some company. So you have to speak with people all around, right? in order to get things done, you have to speak, you have to deal with people outside. You cannot avoid that. But what is that thing we should avoid is, we should not give our hearts to others. To demonstrate this particular principle, the example is of Manthara. Manthara, she poisoned the mind of Kaikeyi. Right? So what is the background? So Kaikeyi, she was given a boon by Dashrath Maharaj, the three boons. Two boons that were given by Dashrath Maharaj. So Kaikeyi, long back, she narrated the whole story to Manthara. That means Kaikeyi opened her heart in front of Manthara. And what was the consequence of doing that? So later on, just before the coronation of Lord Ramachandra, Manthara sufficiently poisoned the mind of Kaikeyi. So this is the consequence of opening our heart to non-devotees. So non-devotees ke samne apne man ki baat nahi batane ka. They can exploit us at a later time also. So this is an example, classic example of how Manthara exploited the friendship with Kaikeyi at a later stage. Because Kaikeyi revealed her heart to Manthara. Like that. So we should avoid Janasangha. So we also have that story of monkey and crocodile. So monkey and crocodile, I will not narrate that story. But the point is that monkey cleverly tells to crocodile that I have kept my heart on the tree. Similarly to non-devotees, you should say, I have kept my heart in ISKCON temple. I cannot share with you. So this is how we have to do. We should not reveal our hearts to non-devotees because they have the tendency to exploit us. So we should avoid Janasangha. Laulyam, excessive greed, lobh. What are the six anarthas? Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madmatsa. So lobha is also very dangerous. Excessive greed is also very dangerous. So sometimes many devotees ask this question. Prabhuji, should we not be ambitious in life? Life mein kuch ambition nahi hona chahiye kya? What do you say? Asking you. Ambition hona chahiye ki nahi hona chahiye? Hona chahiye. Lekin kitna? We should be ambitious, but our ambitiousness should not cross the line of greed. Ambitiousness hona theek hai, lekin wo greed ka jo line hai, uske udhar nahi jane ka. Kabaddi. When you play kabaddi, you have a line, right? So, we should be very careful not to go deeper side on that other side of that line. Otherwise, you will get caught. So, we should know that line of greed. We should be carefully practicing our bhakti. So every one of us here, we have to draw our own lines. Uske paar mujhe nahi jana hai. Nahi to main maya ke pakad mein aa jaunga. So ambitiousness is good till the time it doesn't cross the line of greed. So one story of a person who was excessively greedy. So this man, he was conjuice also. He was a miserly also, and he was also very greedy. So one time he wanted to purchase some mangoes. So he went to the market and he was bargaining with the shopkeeper. And then shopkeeper said, no, I can't sell you at such a low price. You better go a little ahead, you will get it there. So out of greed, this person, what he did? He walked half an hour more distance, thinking that I will get a little cheaper rate. So went ahead and again a shopkeeper comes with mangoes there. And he asks him, again he bargains. But this time he again reduces the price. Although it was much less than the previous shopkeeper, but still he was so greedy, so miserly. So he wanted even at a much lower price. Then this person said, you better go a little ahead, you will get a tree, climb yourself and pick your mangoes. I am not going to give this. So this greedy person, he becomes very happy. Wow, free me. So he becomes very happy and he walks a little further. And finally he comes across a mango tree. No one is there. So he climbs the mango tree. And because he never practiced, he suddenly fell. But while falling down, what happens? He hangs on to a branch. Now wo latak raha hai. He is hanging on the branch of the mango tree. Now he is crying for help. Please help me, please save my life. So suddenly on the other side, one Mahout, who sits on an elephant, right? Elephant carrier. So he was going on an elephant. So he tells this Mahout, he tells him, please save me. I will share half my property with you. So Mahat also become little greedy. Association ho gaya na uske saath. So then he also become greedy. Mujhe aadha property mil jayega. Very nice. So what he did? He brought the elephant near that branch and he gave his hand to that person. And suddenly the elephant realized there was a lake there. So elephant just left this man and went to the lake to drink water. Now the first person is hanging and the second one is also hanging. The mahout is also hanging. So both are crying for help now. So suddenly one horseman comes there. So the mahout tells to the horseman, please come here. I will donate my elephant to you. Kindly help us. Save our lives. See, horseman also becomes greedy because of the association with the greedy people. So he also comes and the horse also takes the path of elephant. It also leaves the horseman. Now the horseman is also hanging. So this is the result of, this is the consequence that a greedy person has to face. Not only that, by the association of such a greedy man, others also land up in problem. So greed is so dangerous. It can land up you in such a precarious condition. So we should try to avoid this excessive greed also. So what are the six things we discussed we should try to avoid? Atyahara, Parashascha, Prajalpo, Niyamagraha, then Sangatyagas, what is that? Janasangascha, Laulyamcha. These are the six things one should try to avoid in order to advance in our spiritual life. So we have covered two limbs of surrender now. What was the first one? Anukulyasya Sankalpa. And the second aspect was Pratikulyasya Vibhajan. The third one is Rakshisyatiti Vishwaso. Understanding that Lord Krishna is the only protector. No one else can protect me. This is also a very important aspect. Like we have Rakhe Krishna Mareke, Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke. If Krishna wants to save someone, no one can harm that person. And if Krishna wants to kill someone, no one can protect this person. So, one time, there was an army man. So he was lost in the jungle and there was enemy army who were chasing him to kill this person. And he was just running, try to, you know, avoid these people. And finally, he comes across a cave. He gets into the cave. And now he's praying inside the cave. Krishna, please help me. Please save me. So if you save me, I will dedicate my life to your mission. I will dedicate my life to you. So he was praying intensely. So Krishna blessed him. So suddenly what happened? He was inside the cave. And suddenly, on the entrance of the cave, what happened? A spider came. And it started weaving the web across the entrance of the cave. Then this person was thinking, what will happen with this web? Who can protect me from this web? He was thinking like this. And after some time, the enemy soldiers came to that entrance of that cave. And they were looking here and there. And when they saw this entrance of the cave, they thought, oh, this is a freshly created web. You know, if the person would have gone inside, then there should have been some, you know, gap there. So there is no gap. So they thought that he must have gone ahead. And the enemy soldiers, they went ahead without getting inside the cave. Then this person understood, my God, the Lord can protect even with a web of the spider. So then he came back. So he left everything. Actually, he became a Christian monk, priest. He became a Christian priest and he dedicated his life for the missionary work of Christianity. So then he wrote a book. And in the book he wrote, if God wants a spider can become a stone. And if God wants a stone can become a web also. So if Krishna wants to protect you, he can protect in any way. Krishna has his own ways of protection. What is that classic example from Mahabharata? Krishna protecting someone and killing someone. Krishna protecting Arjuna and Krishna killing Jayadrath. So Krishna took a vow that before sunset I will kill Jayadrath because Jayadrath was the main cause of the death of Abhimanyu. So Arjuna takes a vow that before sunset I will kill this Jayadrath, otherwise I will enter fire. So then the war is going on And there was no possibility of Arjuna killing Jayadrath. He was completely surrounded by all the Maharathis. And there was no chance that he will get killed. Then what Krishna did? Krishna covered the sun with his mystical power. And the sunset happened. Superficial sunset happened. And everyone started enjoying, you know, partying. Now Arjuna had to die. You know, Jayadrath is protected. But suddenly then Jayadrath came in front of Arjuna. Then again Krishna uncovered the sun, and the sun again came, and everyone, then Arjuna killed Jayadrath. So this is a classic example where we can see, if Krishna decides to save someone, no one can harm that person. And if Krishna wants to kill someone, no one can protect that person. So that is having firm faith that Krishna will protect me. Krishna is the only protector. So next principle is Goptrit Tripte Varanam. That is having faith that Krishna is the real maintainer. Krishna is the actual maintainer. One time there was a king and he wanted to give donation to two beggars. One was old beggar, one was a young beggar. So he gave a lot of money to both of them. So the young beggar said to the king, "My dear king, you are so generous. You are so magnanimous. By your mercy I got this money." He became very happy. But the older beggar, he said, "Krishna provides, God provides." The king became very unhappy. He became very angry. "I am providing and you are telling that God is providing?" He became little angry on this person. So then the old beggar said, "Krishna is providing through you." So his ego was hurt actually. So he wanted to disprove what this person is saying. Then he did something. He said, he created one pathway, and he told both these beggars that you both of them, you travel this path and then meet me again after some time. So actually what this king did was, he kept a lot of gold coins on the path, on that route, particular route, and then he wantedly told the younger beggar to go first so that he can get the gold coins. So then younger beggar, he goes on that path, and that path was so beautiful. It was very scenic place, so pleasant. The atmosphere was so nice. So he was just enjoying the whole atmosphere. And he was so engrossed in that enjoyment, he just closed eyes and started walking. He walked that path, closing his eyes. And he comes back to king and tells him, "Oh, that was such a nice experience." Then king tells him, "Did you get anything?" "No, nothing. I just came." Again, the old beggar went on the same path. And he got those gold coins. And he comes back to the king and tells, "See, Krishna provides. You wanted to provide these gold coins to that younger beggar, but it was not in his destiny. It came to me." So Krishna is the one who is provider. He is the one who is maintaining all of us. We are just instrument in the hands of Krishna. If you take an example of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Shivas Thakur, one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he never goes to work. He never did any job. So one time Mahaprabhu asked him, "How is that you are maintaining yourself, Srivas Thakur?" So Srivas Thakur said, he clapped 3 times. Like this. So Mahaprabhu didn't understand. Again Mahaprabhu asked the same question, "How is that you are maintaining without working?" Again he clapped 3 times. So this happened for 3 times. So finally Mahaprabhu asked, "What is the meaning of these 3 claps? Then Srivas Thakur said, "After my 3 claps, if Krishna doesn't provide whatever the necessities of my life, then I will drown myself into the Ganga." So that was the kind of faith Srivas Thakur had in the this aspect, that Krishna is the actual maintainer. Of course, we cannot imitate this principle of Srivas Thakur. We have to go out for work. We have to earn money. We have to try to understand the principle that ultimately he is the maintainer. Like that. And we see ants, they get their food. Elephants in the forest, they also get their food. And elephants, their diet is so huge. But still they are happy. They get whatever they want. They are able to. Krishna is maintaining them. Even a mother gets the milk in her body even before the child takes birth. Few days before the child takes birth, the mother gets body in her milk. That means Krishna has already provided food for that child. Isn't it? So who is maintaining us? Krishna is the ultimate maintainer. He is the actual maintainer. One nice story about a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, His Grace Bhurijan Prabhu. So one time Srila Prabhupada told Bhurijan Prabhu to go to Hong Kong and start preaching there. So he went there. And he told one Australian lady also, Her Grace Jagat Tarini Mataji. He told her also to go and join Bhurijan Prabhu and get married to him. So she also went just on the instruction of Srila Prabhupada. So both of them, they reached Hong Kong. And both of them, they just had $250 with them. Nothing more than that. And they gave this money to one of the broker there to get some place to live. And the broker took the whole money, $250, but he didn't return back. He just ran away. For the next 15 days, they were just living, they were maintained by some people who were just moving around. And their breakfast, lunch, dinner, all was being provided by people who were just walking by them. This happened for 15 days. And they were just sleeping on the park side somewhere. 15 days they spent that whole time like this. And after 15 days, this broker came back. So the point is, again we cannot imitate this. The point is they were just following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. And they were completely being maintained by the mercy of Krishna. So that was the kind of faith they had in the words of Prabhupada. So that is Goptripte Varanam. Next aspect is Atmanikshepa or Atmanivedan also. Understanding that we are not independent, we are fully dependent on Krishna. Giving ourselves to Krishna. We have this classic example of from Srimad Bhagavat Puran of Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj is an example of Atmanivedan. He gave himself to Krishna. So there is one example from Nathdwara temple, Srinathji from Nathdwara. So in one of the evening times, one thief entered the altar of Srinathji. He wanted to steal the ornaments of Srinathji. He was a thief. So evening time, Srinathji is not so much decorated with ornaments. There was no ornament on his body. But there was a small umbrella kind of thing on his hand. Upper hand, like we have Gopalji here. Hand like this. So there was an umbrella which was studded with rubies, jewels and diamonds. Very costly thing. So then he thought that I will steal this now. So in order to steal that, he climbed on the body of Gopalji, Srinathji. He climbed on the shoulder. He kept his one leg on one of the shoulders of Gopalji, Srinathji. And then other leg on the hand of Srinathji. And he's just about to steal that umbrella. Suddenly a voice came. My dear Prabhu, I never saw anything like this. I saw many devotees who came to me and they offered so many things to me. But you are the first person who offered himself to me. Khud chad gaye mujh pe. Aisa chadawa maine kabhi dekha nahi hai. So Krishna was so pleased that he gave him moksha. He liberated him. He gave him liberation. Again, we cannot imitate this. This happened by chance. Innocently it happened. So this is like giving ourselves to Krishna, depending completely on the mercy of Krishna. As I discussed about the pastime of Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj, when Vamandev told him, where should I keep my third step? Then Bali Maharaj gave his head. Keep your third step on my head. That is Atmanivedana. Atma Nikshepa. The last principle of the six limbs of surrender is Karpanya. So Karpanya means to think that I am nothing and Krishna is everything. Bahut difficult hai na? Apne aapko nothing bolna. Na asaan nahi hai wo. It requires a lot of humility to say this. What is the definition of humility? To think less of oneself. On the other hand, what is inferiority complex? To think oneself less. Both contrasting. So humility means to think less of oneself. Apne khud ke baare mein jyada nahi sochne ka. We should think about welfare of other people. We should be constantly encouraging others, appreciating others, helping others. So many of the people, they focus, their whole focus is on the self. Mujhe koi poochta nahi hai. मुझे कोई ध्यान नहीं देता है, आज इतना अच्छा कपड़ा पहन के आया हूं, कोई पूछ ही नहीं रहा है मुझे. लॉट ऑफ कॉम्प्लेक्स सेल्फ सेंटर्डनेस. सो ह्यूमिलिटी इज थिंकिंग लेस ऑफ वन सेल्फ, थिंकिंग मोर अबाउट अदर्स, थिंकिंग मोर अबाउट कृष्णा. सो दिस प्रिंसिपल इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट, ह्यूमिलिटी. एंड वन ऑफ द शिक्षाष्टकम वर्स ऑफ महाप्रभु एम्फसिस ऑन दिस पर्टिकुलर आस्पेक्ट. त्रिनादपि शुनिचेन तरोरपि सहिष्णुना अमानेन मानदेन कीर्तनीय सदाहरि. सो दिस इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट आस्पेक्ट इन ऑर्डर टू प्रोग्रेस इन अवर भक्ति. महाप्रभु सेड दिस शुड बी एन ऑर्नमेंट ऑफ वैष्णव, गले में इसको पहनना चाहिए, इस वर्स को वी शुड वेर इट अलोंग अवर नेक. दिस इज सो इंपॉर्टेंट. दिस इज द अल्टीमेट श्लोका, अल्टीमेट प्रिंसिपल ऑफ भक्ति. इन ऑर्डर टू कॉन्स्टेंटली डू अवर जपा, यू नो, अमानी न मान देना कीर्तनिया सदाहरी. नाउ जस्ट टू समराइज बिफोर आई एंड विद वन स्मॉल एग्जाम्पल ऑफ शरणागति विच वॉज डन बाई विभीषण. विभीषण इफ यू सी हिज लाइफ, ही हैज प्रैक्टिस दिस सिक्स लिम्स ऑफ सरेंडर, मोर ऑर लेस ऑल ऑफ देम. सो इफ यू सी अनुकूल्यस्य संकल्प, सो वेन हनुमान जी वेंट टू लंका, सो दिस विभीषण ही टुक सीरियसली द एसोसिएशन ऑफ हनुमान जी. सो ही मेट हनुमान जी, ही हैड एसोसिएशन विथ हिम, ही डिस्कस्ड राम कथा विथ हिम, एंड ही एक्चुअली यूटिलाइज दट संगा ऑफ हनुमान जी बिकॉज दट इज नीडेड फॉर अवर स्पिरिचुअल अपलिफ्टमेंट, एसोसिएटिंग विथ अ साधु. सो वी कैन सी फ्रॉम द लाइफ ऑफ विभीषण. एंड द सेकेंड इज अनुकूल प्रतिकूल्यस्य विवर्जनम, दट इज ही रूथलेसली गिव अप द एसोसिएशन ऑफ रावण. ऑल्दो रावण वॉज हिज ब्रदर, बट ही रूथलेसली गेव अप हिज एसोसिएशन. ही ट्राइड हिज बेस्ट टू काउंसिल हिम, बट रावण नेवर अंडरस्टूड द गुड इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑफ विभीषण. सो अल्टीमेटली ही गेव अप द एसोसिएशन ऑफ रावण. एंड विभीषण वॉज नॉट इवन श्योर, इफ आई गेव अप द एसोसिएशन ऑफ रावण हु इज माई ब्रदर, माई होल किंगडम, ऑपुलेंस, माई इनकम, माई जॉब, माई सैलरी, एवरीथिंग ही गेव अप. And he even didn't know that whether Ram will accept me. He was not sure about that also. But still he gave up that. He rejected the association of Ravan. And he took the risk of giving up all the collections with his family life and came to take shelter of Lord Ramchandra. And he was completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord. When he came to the shore of the Indian Ocean. So Lord Ram, he accepted Vibhishan. All the ministers who were assembled there, everyone said that we should not accept Vibhishan. He is not a nice person. He is a brother of Ravana. How can we trust this person? But Hanumanji trusted Vibhishan. And Lord Ram also said that, what to speak of Vibhishan, even if Ravan comes and surrenders to me, I will give him my shelter. That was the confidence which Ram gave to Vibhishan. So we can see this particular principles of surrender nicely practiced by Vibhishan, how he took shelter of Lord Ramachandra. And lastly, about Srila Prabhupada, we can see the whole life of Srila Prabhupada. He demonstrated all the six principles of surrender. Especially he went to the Western world to preach this message of Bhagavad Dharma to Western people upon the instructions of his guru. So he made the instructions of his guru as life and soul. He surrendered his life to the will of his guru Maharaj, ultimately to the will of Krishna. So, and Prabhupada is so amazing, so compassionate that he opened so many such centers, ISKCON centers, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, wherein all of us we can come together and practice these six limbs of Sharanagati and perfect our life. So we should be very grateful to Srila Prabhupada for opening these embassies for all of us to go back to the spiritual world. This material world is full of perplexities. It is full of miseries, full of difficulties. But Prabhupada has created a oasis in the midst of a desert. In a desert, it is very difficult to find a water body. So this ISKCON center is like a oasis in the middle of a desert, in the middle of this such a material existence. And because of this sangha, this place, arrangement made by Srila Prabhupada, we are able to practice the six limbs of surrender and perfect our lives in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. So, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dasikacharya Prabhu, for the wonderful class. The announcement for this week is as follows. First of all, we would like to welcome all